Simon Kuchav Gimel Sefalif. Korea Upoisea Gimel Pesias La'acha Bikriya Achas. At the end of Shemoneh Esrei, we bow down like an Eved who's going away from his master, and we take 3 steps back while we are bowed down. Some people walk back and then afterwards they bow down. The way the Shulchan Aruch says it is, you should step 3 steps back as one is bowed down. Which Rebbe brings various reasons why 3 steps. Either the Chazal said that the schus of the 3 steps and the Nebuchadnezzar ran the covenant of Kodesh Baruch Hu, he was zeicha to have the power to take over the world and destroy the Beis Hamikdash. So we're doing three steps to override that, to have the Beis Hamikdash rebuilt. Yeah. And there are other reasons also. So he's taking the 3 steps back as he's bent down, Kodesh Yizkov, Kesha Yoyma, Oysa Shal Bim Roymav. Yeah, he says, does this all end before he stands up again. And when he says, "Oysa Shalom Bimroimav Haifa Parulat Zad Samoyim," he says, "Oysa Shalom Bimroimav," he tilts his head to his left, which is to the Shechina. His left is the right, that which is facing him, which is the Mokon HaShechina. Shalom Huyasa Shalom Aleinu Haifa Parulat Zad Yiminon. And afterwards, Achakach, Yishtachavel Lefonav, Shiyomer Huyasa Shalom Aleinu. When he says the words Huyasa Shalom Aleinu, he turns his head to the right. V'achad yishtavu lefonav kevin into lefnei rabbi. And then he should say, "Al kol Yisrael," when he bows forward. Says the Ramah, "Nogu loymer achakach yirotzen shibon beis hamikdash." It's a meaning to say, "Yirotzen shibon beis hamikdash." Ki tefila makom avoda. Tefila is in place of service in the beis hamikdash. L'chein shemavachim al hamikdash shenuchal lasas avoda. We ask my Kodesh Baruch Hu that we should have the beis hamikdash so we should be able to do that avoda.